What is it, Ralph?
I don't know. You tell me. I just woke up and you were asking some guy to whip his cock out.
We're having a gay bachelor party.
Yeah, it's the right channel. It's the right channel.
Not asking, begging.
Isn't that great to wake up in the morning like that?
Well, it's George's, you know, wedding is coming up, and he has no friends who obviously know how to throw a bachelor party.
You know, people are freaking out. I was talking to Brandano, and he like was like couldn't even talk.
Yeah, well, you have to see it. It's,
what's going on?
It's just unbelievable. Well, okay.
Oh my!
No, this is an educational show.
All right,
you're educating half the world.
George, it's time for your pretty penis contest.
Oh no!
Oh great!
We have six gentlemen. Each one wants to win $500. Only one can win.
Now, where does the judge position himself?
Has George blown anybody yet?
No, I won't do that.
He was pretty close. All right, here are a bunch of guys walking in.
Oh, God.
Oh, my.
Where did these guys
come
from?
Guys.
Oh,
my.
Oh, no.
What's the matter?
Well, let me tell you, our first gentleman is here. Hold on, sir.
This guy.
Oh, who is this?
How old are you, sir?
Jesus.
What, 1 second. I'm having a hard time here. What? Sorry, how old?
78.
78, you're in good shape. And you're totally nude, aren't you?
That's
yes.
How did you get that way?
Are you a straight male or a gay male?
I would say I'm straight. I am straight.
You are straight.
But you've been with men.
Have you ever been with a man?
No.
Oh.
No. You have not. Okay.
No.
Now, I notice you're totally shaved. Is that correct?
No, I'm not. I'm just not hairy.
You're not hairy. All right. Well, you
never have been.
Well, your penis is out, and George, you are the judge. You are posing. Is that what you're doing?
Exactly. The reason I struck this pose is that my penis should have a background, you know, to be outlined.
All right. Well, you know, it should be visible, and the... screen's getting in the way.
How's Java?
That's my dog, yeah.
How is she?
She's fine.
Great.
Thank you.
I love Bianca.
What? Holding in his hand.
Bianca. It's a dog. I also would like to get a Xerox if I can.
All right, very good. George,
give him a copy.
George, let me stop you for 1 second.
Sure.
And let's go to George Takei and Robin, who are our judges.
Well, I can't really see anything, and I'm thankful.
He's an older gentleman, but what about his penis, George? Do you like this one, or do you want to...
It's a well-balanced penis. It lacks a little volume.
You think so? It looks pretty big.
I think
he's talking about the circumference.
I see.
It's skinny.
Oh, it's skinny. All right, let's see how you match up against the other people.
It's a fine penis.
All right.
So should I get off screen?
No, George, just back up a little and let the next gentleman go. This is Maury.
And come over here this way more so I can see you. They're hidden
all right,
by
that's,
the...
is this, who is this now, Maury? Okay, Maury. Maury, hi.
How's it going, Howard?
All right. Now, are you...
Where did we get this
Can you
election?
Move to your right? A little bit more to your right.
Yeah. Maury, you want to be the prettiest penis, I guess. That's a great title. Are you a gay man or a straight man?
Straight man, Howard.
You're a straight man. You have an unusual voice. Anyone ever...
Scotty Farrell, Shake It Up Live, Howard 100, Howard 101, Shake It Ooh.
You sound a lot like our own Scotty Farrell.
My real voice.
Oh, there's your real voice.
Okay.
All right. But now, you know, we have $500 to award to the prettiest penis for George's bachelor party. This is from mangroomer.com. The new Man Groomer is the essential do-it-yourself electric back hair shaver, only $39.99. Go to mangroomer.com or your local Target store to get one today. Mangroomer.com, maintain yourself. All right, show George your goods, Maury, so that he can judge your penis.
Why does Maury think he has a beautiful penis? Has somebody told him?
I don't.
You don't think you do, but you're giving it a shot. What are you doing there? You're adjusting it?
Chubbing up.
He's, yeah.
All right,
giving
go ahead.
It a little,
That's fair. Not all day,
blood
Maury.
Circulation.
Go ahead, let's see. There it is.
Oh, my God.
How that, cute.
That's a nubbin.
Thanks, George.
Yes. Now, that's a tiny one, isn't it?
No, it's a grower, not a shower.
Did you shave down for this contest? Is that what it looks like?
No, sir.
No,
you did not?
All right.
That's natural.
All right, do you have that one in your mind right now?
I have it in my mind.
All right, George,
yes,
okay.
Certainly.
Thank you, Maury.
And he doesn't want to spend any more time on that
balance.
One.
That's right. All right, Mike. You look like a very big, beefy dude.
Yeah.
You look like a muscular guy.
Yeah.
And what is your orientation?
Straight.
Straight.
Yes.
Are you a bodybuilder of sorts?
No, I just always worked out through college, and then now I just sort of maintain it with push-ups and pull-ups, that kind of thing.
Do girls tell you have a pretty penis?
My wife tells me I have a pretty
penis. Is that right?
Yeah.
All right. So you've
got good pecs, too.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, Mike, show George your penis. Let's see if you can't win the $500. Here we go. Mike, this is the gay bachelor party. We don't normally do something like this, but for George Takei, we do it. We love George.
I think this is a diverse show.
All right. Wear the same underwear I do. Well, there you go.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, that looks like an anatomical drawing.
What do you think, Artie? You think we got a winner there?
I'm texting someone.
All right, there it is.
Beautiful. There it is.
And it's well balanced.
It's okay.
You're hooked.
Sorry from there.
Artie's writing a resume.
Getting the heck out of here.
All right, let's meet this next gentleman who is
sucking his thumb.
Who is this? This is Go-Go Boy. Hi, Go-Go Boy.
Now move to your right so I can see.
Go-Go Boy. Okay, hi.
Hello.
I'm sorry, I didn't have your microphone on.
No apology.
Go-Go Boy, you're a gay man?
No, trisexual.
Trisexual.
Try anything.
You'll do it with anyone you get your hands on. And your shirt says Toilet Boys.
Yes.
What is Toilet Boys?
Toilet Boys is my friend's band.
Okay.
Yes.
Are they a gay band?
Yeah, they'll try anything also, absolutely.
All right. And you've been told you have a pretty penis?
Absolutely.
Right. Well, thank you for contributing, all of you, because this is George's big, you know, bachelor party, and this is fun for him. All right, pull down your pants, and let's take a look at your penis there, Go-Go Boy. Wow, there you go. What do you think of that?
It has a little beauty mark on it, George.
Well, you like that one, George?
Oh, it's lovely. It's beautiful.
Thank you.
Yes.
Keep talking.
It could... Yeah, it could use a little bit of workout, though.
Ooh. What does that mean?
A little more exercise. You know, Hunk there kind of exercised just before he took his pants off.
A little of this?
Yes, yes.
Oh, my goodness.
A little separation for George.
Go-Go Boy, congratulations. Let's see if you can't win the $500.
Thank you, Howard.
All right, we have another gentleman here. Looks like a tattoo muscular man. What is your name?
Mike.
More to the right.
More to the right.
I can't see you.
All right, Mike. Mike, missing a few teeth. What happened there?
I've been a skateboarder my whole life, so...
And you can knock out your teeth doing that? It's a dangerous sport because you do a lot of these jumps and such?
All kinds of stuff like that. I was one of the original jackasses, too, so...
Right, you've done some wild stunts.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, and
he
can't
get his teeth replaced?
Yeah. I'm working on my body right now. I just had knee surgery 2 days ago.
Oh.
You know.
Right. And you've got a lot of tattoos, too.
Yes, I do.
Can you take all your clothes off so we can see...
We don't have all day,
...in proportion to your penis.
You like him, huh?
Well, he looks interesting, and he's got tattoos, which...
Oh, my God.
Oh, look at that.
Maybe you want him to put his shirt back on.
Mike, show him your penis so he can...
All right,
go ahead. There it is. Okay, there we go. Well, what do you think of that? It's all shaved down, isn't it, Mike?
It's shaved down.
Good for you, George.
Thank you very much. Yes, we can have a clear shot at it.
Do you like that one, George?
That's nice.
And turning you on?
The shaving is nice,
too. Yeah, I got a little bit of shrinkage going on now, anxiety,
you know.
But
I wish I was that big.
Yeah.
All right.
I just got a fresh tattoo on my back.
Look how nice that is.
That is.
Well, a fresh one.
You've got nice buns, too.
Good job.
Thank you, George.
You look good. Where'd you get that tattoo?
Dreamline Inc. in Northfield, New Jersey.
All right,
the guy that did it's actually in the green room. He wants to do anybody in the studio. He wants to do it today, so... Anybody wants anything?
Isn't that nice? Thank you.
More than willing.
All right. Let's
get that
final...
Is that an eagle? Philadelphia Eagles logo?
Yeah, go ahead. Give me a shirt.
No, I'm not giving you...
final gentleman, what brings you here today? Ron, you want the title, huh?
I have the prettiest penis, and you're going to see it.
How do you know you have the prettiest penis?
I think it's the only one that's going to look like a Renaissance painting.
You have a beautiful penis. Who has told you have a beautiful penis? Are you into girls or men?
My wife loves my penis.
And she says you have a great looking penis. All right, let George see it. This will be great for him, and he loves it. All right, this is a gay bachelor. Wow, what is going on that thing? Well, there's something attached to your penis.
Yes. What is that?
This is a foreskin restoration tugger.
You're one of those guys
who was circumcised, and you're trying to get your foreskin back.
I was circumcised at birth, certainly not by choice.
Right.
And so for 4 years, I wore a device similar to this one. Sometimes you wear it strapped to your knee to pull down. At night, you wear it strapped up over your shoulder to pull up, and it just basically applies constant gentle tension.
Are you getting your foreskin back?
Let's have a look.
All right.
Oh, that comes off, does it?
Ugh.
Well, there it is. It actually does work, doesn't it?
And has that been helping the penis itself?
I tell you what, foreskin feels really good. Until you've experienced it slinking around, it's just impossible to even describe. It's like you can picture the skin tube, and as it rolls over on itself, it's making like a 180 turn.
It was that important to you to get your foreskin back?
It feels
back.
So good. Yeah, and the glands and the skin just below the glands is now covered and protected all the time, so it's reverted to being more moist and supple, and I just can't even tell you how much better sex is.
Well, Robin, there you go. Here is a man
who has restored
his penis to its natural state.
And it's the process is a good feeling all the time, is it?
I tell you what, yeah, having something attached to your penis, just it does kind of give you an awareness of your penis all day, and so...
How long did it take before your foreskin came back?
You can grow about an inch of new skin a year, and I needed 4 inches, so it took me 4 years.
4 years you've been doing this. Well, congratulations to you.
What and good for you.
Yes, I'm glad
helping
to see you.
Mother Nature.
You're taking your time and putting it into something useful. All right, it's time for George to say who gets the $500 from Man Groomer.
Well, do we get a final look?
Go-Go Boy is nervous, and he is sucking his thumb. Just you know your answer, George. Come on,
yes.
George.
We should have another look,
George,
at
please.
So we
I
can
don't
see
have
it all.
This, you know, I can barely
I've
hold
lost.
On.
I've lost.
You think you lost?
Yes.
Why? You thought there was somebody else who had a prettier penis?
Yes.
Oh, you
think?
Well, no, I think that George likes the others better than mine. So I've
what
lost.
What makes you think that?
I've taken a very pessimistic attitude toward my. Lack of
you
success.
Should be proud of your penis.
I'm
you have a very good-looking penis.
I'm proud of the rest of my body, not my penis. I'm proud of my mind.
Your
Howard,
your penis
what,
is
what is your IQ, Howard? Say it with me.
185.
So, lie. Mine is 128.
All right, well, I'm 185.
The truth.
The real truth?
Yeah.
I think I'm almost retarded.
When you recall, you took the Sanford-Binet test, right?
I don't know.
He doesn't even know that.
Then you don't know what your IQ really is, right?
Trust me, it's low. I actually think it's like around 93. It's almost retarded.
Howard, I'm not sure if I said this or not earlier, but I have a scenario concerning you and Beth which nobody has referenced, and I think it's a brilliant idea. I would like to at some point, either now or during the commercial break, to present it to you.
Well, I know it'll never happen during the commercial break. Because you're going to be whisked out of here so fast.
Oh, so then let me allow me to do it now.
All right, quickly.
Thank you very much.
30 seconds.
Another aspect is you will marry Beth.
Yes.
And as Robin predicted twice. Yeah.
All right.
Oh, Lydia,
George,
Lydia, that encyclopedia. Oh, Lydia, the tattooed lady.
Well, let's find out if you won the contest. All right, George.
And
quickly. Go ahead. Who is the winner, George?
Don't
drag this out.
Before George votes, does he want to see me retracted at all?
No, I prefer the foreskin there.
All right, good.
I thought I might have an edge wearing this toga, or whatever this thing is called, which
well,
I use
right.
for my shower.
How old are you again?
78.
All right.
June 3rd, 1930.
You're in good shape.
Why didn't you respond? I sent you a book on chess for your birthday.
Thank you.
What? Did you get it?
Yes.
Did you get that little drawing I did of you on a 3x3 drawing in pencil
no,
from memory?
Get
what an incredible letter that was. Why?
I don't
Why
know.
Why didn't you get...
Let's judge. You're hijacking. You're hijacking my show.
This is a contest.
This is a contest. It's not fair to the other contestants.
You're absolutely... I apologize.
All right. All right. That's
everyone.
Fair. Apology accepted.
Wait till the commercial for the Cyrano.
Yeah. All right. It's time, George.
George, go ahead.
You're looking
make
at all these penises.
All right. Let's see them all again.
All right. Here you go.
Let's see them all.
That includes Will and Richie Wilson.
No.
There they all are.
You know, they.
Maury has backed out.
Oh, yeah. Why are you backing out?
Play it on the replay. Play it on the replay. Now,
one shot.
You had a cute one, too.
Thank you.
Yes.
Go-Go Boy is sucking his thumb. He's nervous. Go ahead.
I gotta say, they're all beautiful.
Give us the answer.
I mean, I would leap at any one of them. However, I know that I have to make a decision. And you know, because they're all individual and unique and wonderful and it's on its own, I'm gonna take it in the entire physical context.
Aha!
And I got to go with Mr. Sunglasses.
Thanks,
that
George. Thank you very much.
Well, there you and go, guys.
Was it the mole?
And, you know, you take care of your body. You look great.
What is your name again, sir?
It's Michael Christian. Actually,
Michael.
I wanted to come in and just talk. I play in a band called Django, and we're doing a fundraiser for organ donor awareness on September 20th down at the Phillies Stadium.
Well, isn't that nice?
Thank you for doing
that. You have the prettiest penis. You're the man with a $500 gift from Man Groomer. There you go.
Actually, I used Man Groomer. I used Man Groomer on my back last night.
How'd that go? Yes. It's a good product, isn't it?
It really is, honestly. I bought it when I heard it on your show about it, 6 months ago.
New Man Groomer is the essential do-it-yourself electric back hair shaver. Only $39.99.
You can tell the guys they can cover up now.
No. That's great. Keep it that way.
How's your bachelor party going?
I would think, Robin, you would be enjoying this.
You know, penises aren't that pretty.
I thought you would think so.
You know what, George? This is some party. Huh?
Vaginas can be beautiful, too, but, you know, my preference and
there
my
he
orientation.
Goes. Look at him.
There he is.
Mr.
Pretty Hung.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I'm going to call you Mr. Hung. Boys, thank
Howard,
you very much.
Is there any way I could give George a lap dance?
You know what? Not today. I think I've reached my
limit.
Could
he ride me like a pony?
I don't think I can touch
something.
You don't want that. Go Boy, George. Thank you. Everyone, thank you for participating, and enjoy the $500. And
thanks, man.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Thanks.
May
for
you all live long and prosper.
I have a foreskin cone I'd like to present George so that Brad can wear it and have the best sex of his life on their wedding night.
Listen to me.
Oh, that's fantastic.
You're scaring the hell out of me.
No, I'll take it.
We're gonna grab that from you in a minute. But thank you. All right, guys. Thanks. Yes. Anything else there? Yeah. Go ahead. Maury?
You really got to start screening these fucking people. I mean, Jesus Christ, being in the fucking green room with these guys. It's insanity. Oh, my God. Get me the fuck out of here.
Thanks for making George. Thank you for making George's bachelor party a success. All of you. Thank you. All my guys
to the
here.
Winner.
Yes. Wonderful.
Bye-bye.
Wow.
It wasn't singular. They were all
what a gay bachelor party it is. What a gay bachelor party.
It is a happy, happy day.
Oh, you didn't want this at the beginning of the week.
No, well, Brad was listening.
Oh.
Gary, you okay? A lot of the guys are shook up from that.
Yeah, I got to tell you, can I make a suggestion?
I think one thing is enough, but everything combined, it's
well,
too much for me.
Artie has bailed out of the show.
I think I'm scratching. Guess what's in my ass and Naked Twister.
I was just testing what I was going to say.
Yeah, I can't take
it. Too much?
We've done enough.
Yeah, it's enough.
Enough.
It's enough gay bachelor party.
The other thing that I noticed is, like, George is acting. I guess this is the first bachelor party you've ever been to, right?
It is.
Yeah.
I mean, a gay
he's a total
party.
Rookie, Howard.
Yeah. I mean, he's
watching, doing everything.
Robin, you got to do me a favor and show us your tits. I got to get some. You got it. Now it's time.
Now it's time.
Release Robin's bra. Release Robin's bra.
Attention, the hottest chick within the sound of my voice. Get down here. Immediately.
Save poor Artie.
Artie, did you not look at any of
the men's back down to her.
I was looking. I mean, you know.
You saw it.
A bunch of dicks.
Release Robin's bra.
I don't know.
Release Robin's bra.
All right, George.
Release Robin's bra.
So I can see
her brown tatas.
What is that?
It's a very catchy tune.
Yeah.
There was a bunch of penises. And,
you've got one, too.
I do, yeah.
He sure does.
I want a
circumcised
cone.
Did anyone here think they could beat the guys who enter the car?
Not me. The only one is my beautiful friend.
A chunk of Vaseline on his penis.
I don't think I've ever seen that whole penis restoration cone thing. I think if you got to go to that extreme, it's time to shoot yourself.
Did it look real to you, Fred?
No, it did not.
He didn't look like an uncircumcised
man. No, you know what it looked like? It looked like that sweater that Artie put on yesterday.
took his arm out and how the sleeve was just kind of hanging. That's what it looked like to me.
That cone was an advantage for him.
You know, Will just came out. Will's just like, he goes, man, he goes, I didn't know today was going to be like this. He goes, like,
really?
He goes, I'm done with cocks.
He didn't check the schedule.
I'm officially ending the gay.
I don't think you can do that. There are people who were here to participate that are going to be very upset.
Richard was really upset that he can't put anything in his ass.
Come on, we got to do what's in my ass.
No.
Well, thank you, Howard, for really being this generous.
We did the best we could, George.
We
only lasted till 8 o'clock with this game. Part of concept. We're canceling all other events. Except
hysterical.
For, of course, the guy from the Village People who's going to sing to you. That, of course, will not be canceled.
Only on the Howard Stern Show can one have a morning like this.
We tried to do the best we could, you know, and hang in there as long as we could.
You did outstanding.
Naked Twister and Guess What's in My Ass. I don't know.
They have been canceled?